HKX, KB2HXS.
For HKX, good morning, Dave.
Is that what it is? The days are kind of running together these days. Where you is?
I'm at my house right now.
Oh, nuts. I was so pissy yesterday. Man, I got stuck under a house, and then another call came in. I'm like, oh, my God.
My ear.
Jumping through my what's-its.
Just whenever you need it.
Oh, I need it. I need it. I gotta have them.
Yeah.
So you're at home today? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm at home today. And I'm taking next week off. If I come down that way, I'll try to get a hold of you ahead of time and bring them with me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, whatever you want to do, that's fine. Are you taking next week off? Wow. Okay. Vacation or something else?
Staycation. And over the years, I have learned the 4th of July is just a good week for me to take off. A lot of shops close up for the week. And then this way, this year I'm not burning diesel fuel to listen to the excuses of why they're not paying their bill.
Gotcha, yeah. Has diesel eased off a little bit? I noticed gas has rolled back just a little bit, but that's probably that carrot that they're going to wave in front of our face, and then they're going to yank it out from under us.
Down a little bit in a few places. Most places haven't come down on their price. They're just holding it where it's at. But yeah, I'm like you. I think it's just the carrot dangling out there, so we'll feel good about the $5 and $6 prices.
Oh, dude, that's... Anyway, yeah, right now I'm running down to get some parts, and I got to go to a customer's house later, and I got one tomorrow morning. And then I'm not doing nothing after tomorrow morning. That's it. Any other calls come in, unless you're dead in the water, don't call me.
That's the way most people do it, is wait till they're dead in the water before they do anything about it.
Up here. Now, Florida is a different story. Florida, you know, we had service customers. We go and, you know, maintain the system. You know, up here, it's a different way of thinking up here. I don't know. You know, you got to maintain your heat and air conditioning just like you do your vehicle. You know, you got to change your oil, you know, check the air in your tires and make sure your brakes work and, you know, gas up once in a while. But, you know, oh, it's broke. You know, I ran into a situation here in Greer. The lady has two systems. Now, you know, she's kind of down on her luck with money, but I told her, I said, you know, who the heck worked on these things? Oh, nobody. I'm like, oh, no wonder why.
I think it's just a matter of not necessarily the area, it's the generation. And we've became a throwaway nation. We don't maintain anything anymore. We just throw it away and get another one. But I think with the way things are going, people are going to have to realize, hey, I might want to take care of my product or whatever it is, and because it's getting too hard to replace it and too expensive to replace it.
But that, though, is it's getting very expensive to maintain it now. You know, even trying to get parts for some of them out here, you know, I was looking for a reversing valve for a lady for, you know, a particular brand, and it was a month out. I was like, well, there's nothing I can do.
With the tools, you know, I'm telling these guys, take care of your tools. Don't break it. Oh, it's got a warranty on it, I'll just get another one. You know, that mentality. You can't just get another one. I waited 440 days for a flathead screwdriver.
For a year? Holy cow.
That's just one example. That's the latest one. But, I mean... It's not a pry bar. It is a screwdriver. Do not use it as a pry bar. Otherwise, it will not be there when you need it as a screwdriver.
True. Oh, it's just like our vehicles. You know, my wife's car is an 09 Honda CR-V, and, you know, we've been putting some money into it as of late. You know, we replaced the steering rack and you know, maintained it over the years with, you know, different work we do on it, because I just don't want to go out and buy another vehicle, you know. And she's got, I think, 170,000 miles on it, and the thing is running just fine.
And I'm the same way. I don't want to go out and buy another vehicle. I have no desire to do that. So I'm just maintaining what I got, trying to stay on top of it.
She meant the car may not be the prettiest thing on the road. It's got some, you know, faded paint and whatnot from the Florida sun, but other than that, it runs, you know. It gets pretty good gas mileage, and what the heck.
For me, I just can't see replacing it. I mean, if it's still running, it's still doing its thing, it's not nickel and diming you to death. Fix the things that need to be fixed and need attention and drive on. I can't see spending $100,000 to $140,000 for a vehicle. It's just ridiculous.
And there's no way on earth am I going to buy an electric vehicle and have to maintain it. I mean, what are they running, like $80,000 for an electric vehicle?
There's cheaper ones out there, like Ken, he's driving a little Honda, and he bought it for $24,000, and they're about $28,000 now, so, I mean, that's not out of line too much with a regular car. He's driving a hybrid, though, not an electric.
The electric cars, I mean, the range on them is not that good, and you got to plan out your trip to be able to charge it somewhere. I don't know. I don't get the whole philosophy behind it.
Feasible for right now. Actually, the batteries and all the carbon that goes into it, it's worse for the environment than what we're doing already. But it is a necessary step in technology, so to get away from fossil fuels. I don't see that happening anytime soon or in my lifetime, but who knows?
I understand the philosophy, but I don't understand the timing. You know, it's being pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and we're suffering because of it.
Being pushed, and I can understand a little bit why it's being pushed, because if you don't push, things take forever to change. It doesn't change. They're trying to change people's minds, just like you and I having this conversation. They're trying to get that conversation started by doing that. If you never get started, you never get anywhere. So I kind of get it, but at the same time, I think they're trying to move way too fast.
What's happening, you know, they're trying to force people to buy electric vehicles by, you know, letting the gas go to these exorbitant prices that you can't afford, really, you know. I mean, this is one of the reasons why people are really scratching their head and they're trying to buy equipment online. I got one customer I quoted, "Oh, I can get that cheaper online." I said, "Go for it. You know, I'm still going to charge you this much labor to put it in. You know, the labor is not going to change because you're hiring me for my expertise and whatever I might need to, you know, to do the install. You know, I might need some parts and pieces to fill, you know, fill in that you can't get."
When I own my shop, got people come in wanting to buy their own parts because they think they're saving money. In the long run, you're not, because you bring me the wrong parts, you're paying for extra labor. There's no warranty. I'm not warrantying it. I'm not standing behind it because I didn't get the part. I didn't diagnose it. So there's no warranty on it. It's, you're better off to let the man do his job. You can't, my philosophy on it is you can't beat somebody at their own game.
XS Mobile for ID. Yeah, and the other thing is, too, the distributor I deal with showed me in the book, you know, the equipment that I buy. It says right here, if units are purchased on an online service, no warranty. No warranty. Because I guess that's what it is, you know, and that's what I told this guy. So listen, you know, you purchase online, the warranty is on you. You know, my distributor won't cover it. Or, you know, the local distributor for that, you know, for that brand will not cover it.
There's tool manufacturers out there, and I won't mention the names on air. It's not ours, or not mine, that have sent out emails to that effect saying, if you're bought on the big online purchasing place, that we will not stand behind the warranty. So, yeah, that's happening a lot more than people realize, and they're not paying attention to the fine print.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it, you know. Now, you know, I buy some bits and pieces online, you know, but it's stuff that's not worried about being warrantied because, you know, I'm not going to warranty, you know, a little electrical sledge connector or something, you know, I'll buy my fuses or I'll buy, you know, the Stacon connectors, you know, the Equipon and you know, I'll buy that kind of stuff online because it's cheaper and I can get hundreds of them for the same price of, you know, 10 at a local distributor. And, you know, that kind of stuff I don't mind buying. You know, when it comes to, like, motors and actual electrical parts, no, I go to the distributor for that.
Same here. I'm the same way. But there's people out there that don't realize that. And then they're all bent out of shape when they bring something in and you can't take care of it. So you just got to tell them. I have no record of it, for one, in the computer, so where's the seal number? What was the purchase date? They don't keep any receipts or any information on it, so there's nothing you can do to help them, and then they're all bent out of shape about it. For one, I didn't have anything to do with it. Go back to where you bought it.
That was a very similar conversation with my customer the other day. There was a unit replaced at her house by this home warranty service. And you know how much I like home warranty services. They just take your money. They don't care about it. They just want that money every month. And the unit is now dead. The shaft and the compressor is broken. And there's nothing I can do.
All you can do is feel sorry for them, and that's it. I mean, there's really, your hands are tied. There's nothing you can do.
You know, I told the lady, I said, listen, you know, I feel bad. You know, I did everything I could the other day to get it running, and it was running, but there's an issue with the system. Whoever put the system in, you know, there's certain procedures you do when you do an install. You know, there's certain things you have to do to avoid problems down the line. I'm not going to go into the whole big thing, but, you know, if you don't do it correctly, you run the risk of shortening the life of the compressor and all the components connected to it. And that's basically what happened in this case.
And I mean, it's that way with any product. If you don't install it correctly, it's not going to perform at its peak, and it's not going to last as long as it is should. I mean, you're shortening the lifespan of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like maintenance, you know. I went to a customer's house last week and did some work on the system, and the amount of dirt that I got out of the condenser coil was just incredible. I couldn't believe how much dirt was in it. And I said, I asked him, I said, do you ever wash this coil out? What? Oh, I go, hey, well, there you go. You know, when I got done, everything fell into place. All the pressures fell in right, and temperatures were good, and you know, I said, you got to maintain it. You got to wash them down once. Got to wash them down once in a while.
I get it. All you can do is teach them one at a time, because whoever installed it didn't show them the proper way to maintain it and take care of it. They didn't educate their customer, so they done the customer a disservice right there. Nobody cares about that anymore. Customer service is a thing of the past.
It's out the window, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. Well, I understand the mentality of some of these companies out here. They don't really care. They're just looking for that dollar. You know, they're just going to try and rake the customer over the coals as best they can. And, I'm not going to name drop here either, but there's a couple of companies in this area that do that in a very bad way. And, you know, I went behind one of them a couple of weeks ago, and I told Brady, I listen, you know, the system's only 2 years old. Go back to who you bought it from, and they can get you a brand new condenser. I can't get the part for a month, you know, and I'm sure they can't either. So, you know, they need to step up and fix it.
I don't know. We bring it on ourselves a lot of times, too, because all we worry about is price. When we're looking for something, we're not looking for quality. We're not looking for, is somebody going to be there to help me take care of it? We don't understand those things, and we don't understand the importance of them. All we're doing is looking at how cheap can I buy this product, and that's it.
Instant gratification is basically what it's called, and you know, a lot of people are stuck in that mode, which, hey, granted, I do the same thing. You know, we've gotten to the point where, yeah, I want to push that enter button on that big online, and I want the stuff here now, you know. Drop it off with a drone and be done with it.
And I deal with it on a daily basis. Everybody's like, oh, I'll just go down to the local store and I'll get this or I'll get that because it's cheaper. And, well, when it rounds off those nuts and bolts and you're having to drill it out and you're having to take stuff off that you shouldn't because of it, or, you know, it's costing you time and money there, remember that it was cheaper.
KB2A checks us for ID. Yeah, my wife about my tool bag. Why do you have so many? Why do you got to get this? Why do you got to get... Well, because I need it. Because it this is what's needed to do this particular job the right way. You know, I'm not gonna jury rig something, because then I'm the guy that has to go back and fix it when it breaks.
And I used to have that conversation too when I was still turning wrenches, because it's a weekly tool bill. They add up in a hurry. I mean, if you got four trucks coming around and you got a $25 payment with each one of them every week, that gets expensive. So, yeah, I try to teach the guys on the truck, don't go in debt with all three tool trucks or four tool trucks, however many come around. Find you one nut job that knows what he's doing and you trust and you get along with, and you do business with him until he proves otherwise. Otherwise, you're not going to stay in this industry because you cannot afford to.
Exactly. The company I worked for in Florida was very good about, we had a tool account, and we were able to spend so many dollars a year on tools, on personal tools and things. And then, you know, you pay it all off or whatever. But that's how I got a bulk of my tools, you know, especially the expensive ones, like the gauges. You know, my field piece gauges are like $400-some a set. You know, the electronic, and you need to have them with the new Freons. But I still got both sets, you know, and they still work just fine. You change your batteries once in a while. You plug them into the computer and update the software in them once. So I got to update the software soon with the new Freon coming out. But the thing is, it's maintaining it. You know, I haven't really bought a lot of tools lately because what I have pretty much everything I need, you know. And there was always something to buy, you know, in the AC industry, something new comes out or whatever, but, oh, believe me, I get you. Listen, I got a roll here. I'm getting ready to pull into my supply house down here on Rutherford Road, and I'm going to turn around and go home. We got the grandkids today. Patrick, it was a pleasure to talk with you this morning, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later.
Good to talk to you this morning, and we'll catch up one day and get those that product to you. No problem. So you be safe out there and enjoy the grandkids. KO4HKX. I'm clear.
All right, Patrick, 73, KO4HKX, KB2HXS. I'm out of here.